Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Library Director of the Mary J. Barnett Memorial Library and Guthrie Center, Pat Slyster, now joining us. So thank you very much, Pat, for being on.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I love to do this.
No problem. Well, Pat, I know that we're kind of turning ourselves towards a new year here in 2017, but could you kind of briefly describe for us some of the programs and events that the library did over this past year in 2016, and maybe some things you'd like to continue here going forward into 2017?
Absolutely. Well, let's start with the things that we've kind of been doing that we continue on here this year because they've been really popular. We will be having cribbage on Monday mornings. They never miss from 9 to 11, and anybody's welcome to come. It's free. We have the coffee pot on, and they have a really good time, and I'm sure that they would teach anybody or refresh anybody that wanted to join them. We also, on Wednesdays, or most Wednesdays, we have bridge lessons from 9 to 11. They're always looking for new students. We have a book club here that meets the second Tuesday of each month at 9:30, and they just discuss various books. If you haven't read the book, it's okay. Come and have a good time anyway. Then the last class that we have been having is a card-making class that Judy Zimmerlein comes up and helps us with. Costs $5, but we meet the third Thursday of each month and do some kind of different class. She comes with wonderful ideas. So anybody's welcome to just show up for that as well. Our early out days for the elementary kids, when their teachers are having in-service, we try and have some kind of an activity for the kids. Right now we will be having Lego Club, which the kids really seem to enjoy. And then after that, we will either have a movie or some kind of a craft or some kind of an activity. Then this year, we plan to start what we're going to call our Kids Club. And it's going to have a wide variety of activities for any age kids that are in school. And again, they will just need to show up for that. We will be letting them know what days that is going to be a little bit later. This summer, we will again be having our summer library program. And the theme that the state has chosen this year is called Build a Better World. So you'll hear that. I think a bunch of libraries will be doing that theme. We'll meet once a week for 5 weeks, and the preschoolers will meet on a Friday morning at 9:30, and the elementary school kids will meet at 1:30 on Thursday afternoons. And we're planning on having several guest programs, and then at the end there'll be a party for the participants. Of course, our purpose in all of that is to keep the kids reading in the summer and keep them using the library and, of course, learning new things. So that's basically what we've been doing, but there'll be some new things, I'm sure, happen along the way as well.
And talking specifically about your book club now, Pat, what is the book that the group is currently reading for this month?
The month of January, they are going to discuss the book The 13th Gift by Joanne Smith. And it looks a little Christmassy, but we're not that far away from the holiday. It's a true story of a Christmas miracle, it says. So I think that's going to be a good one. The ladies that have read it have said they enjoyed it. So that's what it'll be.
Okay. And then also, you talked a little bit about some of the other programs that you've had, but can you kind of recap for us a little bit about your Festival of Trees program?
Oh, yes. Our Festival of Trees has been going for, I believe it's 16 years now, and we have various groups that come in and bring a tree and decorate it for us and leave it here for a month. And we want to thank them all for doing that because we've got just all kinds of different organizations and individuals that have done that. We do have a theme for this coming year, and the theme is the magical season. We wanted people to know that now in case they are out running around to all the after Christmas sales and trying to figure out what they're going to do for their tree for next year. So the magical season is what it'll be next year.
Can you describe to us some of your individual technology classes that you have going on throughout the year?
Rhonda is going to be available on Friday mornings to do individual help on technology of whatever kind you're having an issue with. But we would ask that you kind of make an appointment so we don't get grouped up. We would like to keep it individual. And it's free, but Friday mornings, she'd be glad to help anybody.
Okay. And then also, you've got a room available for people to rent on an occasional basis.
We do. We have a nice meeting room that's available with a small kitchenette and all the equipment that you would need to put on a meeting if you want that. It's only $15 to rent that room. It would hold 20 people at tables or 40 people just on chairs. Of course, you need to have a reservation, but that is available. And we also have a small boardroom that would hold, maybe 6 to 8 people that is free. Okay. So if anybody's interested in that, why, they just need to call and reserve it ahead of time.
And now, typically this time of year, Pat, I'm sure people are out there kind of doing some early spring cleaning, if you will, or just kind of recycling through stuff. But tell us about, the library does accept donations, I guess, all year round for particular programs.
We do. We tell people, yes, we will take your used books, and if we can put them on our shelf, we will, but if we can't, we will use them for a book sale, and the friends of the library will be glad to help us make sure that that gets done. But that's there. Then also in the summertime, and I think this year we will be doing it again, we have Christmas in July, and those who have got Christmas ornaments or whatever from the Christmas season can bring them in and donate them to the library, and they will be sold here in the building in July, and we will let the money be used for wonderful library projects. So they might be thinking about that too.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. It's the library director again for the Mary J. Barnett Memorial Library and Guthrie Center, at Pat Slyster, now joining us. So thank you very much, Pat, as always, for being on.
And thank you for having me.
We'll be right back with more local news and information coming up right after this here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.